Right, I am joined in the studio by two bright and breezy young ladies. It's Chloe Baldwin, who's the Activities Manager, and Sue Smith, the General Manager at The Beaches. Now, they're here to talk about an event on Tuesday the 9th of December at 2:30, which is the Antiques Talk with Valuations with Michael Lakin. Is that correct?
That's right.
I got the name right, yes. Yes. Now, I just have to say, Chloe is wearing the most fabulous, fabulous fur hat. That's amazing.
It's going for the Russian look.
And is it keeping you warm?
It is, yep.
Now, you both do an amazing job at The Beaches. So tell us all about the work that you do there, because you're the Activities Manager and you're the General Manager. So tell us all about The Beaches, because you've both got big smiles on your face. So you must love your jobs very much.
Definitely. We do.
Well, for the GM, we make sure that we're providing the best quality care that we can for the persons that come to choose to live at The Beaches. We're a very unique community. We have cinema, we have restaurants, and we make sure that the people live a good quality of life and make sure that their senior living is just as good as it was, and they live as good as they do out in the community as they do in our community. So we make it as real and as nice and as comfortable as we can. They can choose their own apartments. Everyone is treated with dignity and respect, and we make sure that the activities and stimulation is just as important as the daily living, because that's part of the programme, and that's where Chloe and her expert teams come in and make sure that we do really good variety. But we make sure that we get their opinions and choices and views.
I was just going to say about the activities. What sort of things? I mean, we will talk about this in a while, which is the antiques, which is it's Michael Larkin from the Antiques Roadshow.
Yes.
But what other activities do you do for people?
So many.
Yeah.
Literally a really wide spectrum of different activities, from everything, like, just to give you an example, today we've had Hogs Fitness In, which is a guy from a local gym who's a personal trainer. He'll come in and do a fitness class with the residents for those who want to, you know, keep their fitness up, which I know the residents really enjoy. We've also got a lady coming in later today who does holistic therapy,
mm-hmm.
so she'll do massages and things like that for the residents. We always have trips out during the week. Today I know they're going to the Nags Head in Brentwood for a drink later on this afternoon, which they enjoy. We've got our Christmas decorations going up at the moment in the home, so all our residents help us with that. We've got Christmas parties coming up, entertainers in pretty much every week, lots of different Christmas related things. We've got cake decoration going on. We've got Chris Wren coming in to do a great performance for us. So much going on in the home. It's full time, 7 days a week, every day there's something happening.
And just to ask about the apartments, how does it work? Have you got a communal area where people can go and maybe have their dinner and socialise if they want to, and then they've got their own apartment, which is separate with obviously the call buttons if they need to have somebody there?
That is absolutely right. And with the community, there's areas that people can sit with their families and have a quiet time, but there's two activity rooms, beautifully done. One of our activity rooms leads out onto a garden, a sensory garden. And when Chloe was talking about what we do get the information from the residents that live with us. Recently, residents used to go to the Ritz and have high tea, cream teas, and we got someone in that does vintage teas, baked her own cakes, and we made a most beautiful event of that. We celebrated a birthday. Nothing, whatever they ask, nothing. We never say no. Nothing's too much trouble. Yeah. We try and make it really varied. We make it as what they want. It's their choice.
Yeah.
We always ask for their feedback, don't we?
Always.
We have monthly meetings with them, forums, and we'll also just do it on a one-to-one scale where we ask them, what would you like to see included?
Yeah.
And going back to the apartments, it might be that they want a one-to-one and just quality time, reading the newspaper, doing a puzzle, and one of Chloe's team will go in and do that.
Mm.
Not everyone wants to be out in the in the communal area, so we make sure that we tailor for those persons as well.
What age group does it start at that you can actually come to the beaches? Is there a set age group? Or
no, there's no age group. We have people quite recently retired and come in for respite.
Yeah.
We like to think that people can come in and try. They have a trial with us for a couple of weeks to see if it's for them. Not immediately. They might be thinking for the future.
I didn't know you did. That's amazing.
I encourage people that if they choose to, they can come and dine at the restaurant to see how they feel, see if they could make friends, see if they fit in. Are we good enough for them? Is this what they're looking for?
Yeah.
So we do that quite a lot, actually.
Mm. I think the other thing is, I say this every time, my mum is 84 and she's not that able at the moment. Well, she's not, because she's had a fall. She fell over on, actually, about a couple of years ago on Halloween. So when my dad opened the door covered in blood, all the children went, thought it was...
Oh, my goodness.
Thought he was dressed up, and he wasn't. But my mum said, you know, she's 84. There's nothing wrong with her brain at all. She said, she said inside, I still feel as I did when I was 30. She said, but I just can't do the things that I, you know.
We take that on board.
Yeah.
And you talk about Halloween. I'll just quickly tell you that we did a Halloween party, very tastefully done. But this was an opportunity for all the staff to come and bring their families and children and grandchildren. In the cinema, we played a Scooby-Doo Halloween film.
Mm.
So we cater for everyone, and we make sure that everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
I like the sound of the cakes. Yeah, that was it. I was like, oh, that sounds good.
We had Baking Club yesterday, I think it was, or Wednesday, and they made these amazing brownies. They were so good.
Oh, I tried to make brownies the other week, and I put beetroot in because I read this. Well, I'm not very, and it was just, it was like chunks of beetroot, and I threw up. So, but the worst thing was I ate them all because I made them because I'd spent the money on the chocolate. I'm not going to waste. Now, you've got the Beaches are having, you've got the Michael Lakin from BBC Antiques Roadshow is going to be at the Beaches on Tuesday the 9th. He's going to be talking about his life and valuing treasured items belonging to residents and friends of the Beaches. Yes. You can bring in what you want, but no paintings.
Yes, basically. You're welcome to come along, bring one item he's specified, but no paintings, unfortunately, purely because they have to have research done on them, so he wouldn't have had the time beforehand to do that. It'll be at 2:30, he's starting the discussion, as you said, on Tuesday the 9th. And if you would like to come along and join us, please just give Aileen or Matt a call on the Beaches number, which is 01277 690300.
And have you got any items at home? I'd be like trying to...
I'm going to have a look, actually, in the loft. I might have a little dig around.
I've asked family and friends, and I've asked my nan and granddad, so let's see what they've got, and I shall bring that along.
You could find out, you could have, like, multi-millionaire. They'd just be like, I've got this little... That would be a good thing. Because when you're watching the programme, when I ever watch the Antiques Roadshow, the main thing is, you sort of go, yeah, it's lovely, it's great, where is it from? France, that's wonderful. How much is it?
Exactly, yeah.
And so I was watching the other day, and I think somebody had, like, this little trinket box, and it was, I don't know, about £20,000 or something.
Oh,
it was like
goodness.
The pit just went really pale. But I don't find anything like that in my house, unfortunately.
We're like Del Boy, always waiting for our pocket watch. Find that pocket watch.
Which would be fantastic. Now, if you do want to go along, it's Tuesday the 9th of December. Don't forget, that's the Beaches. Pop along, no paintings, but you can bring one item and get that valued.
Thank you very much for having
us
today.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you both, and hopefully I shall see you soon.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And I do love that hat. I'm going to have it.